I'm Garrett Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we revisit some of the highlights from this week's state tournament games on KNIA and KRLS. After falling in the first round of the Class 4A Stoffballs tournament, Norwalk was matched up with a familiar opponent, Dallas Center Grimes. That game was heard live on 94.3 KNIA with Mike Effner.
Morrison, the courtesy runner on first base, one out, 0-2 pitch. Rise ball, swing and a miss. They throw down and they get the runner. So it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play. Lauren Black fires a strike to Bailey Birmingham for the tag. A great defensive play by the Warriors to end the third. Johansson looks for the sign. 1-2 delivery on the way to Birmingham. Hits a right field pretty well. It's going to drop in front of the right fielder for a single. Livingston will stop at second base, and Birmingham does extend the inning to Nia Hulbert, and that could be a big deal. 2-1 pitch now on the way from Johansson to Hulbert. Ground ball right out in front of the plate. Fielded throw. It gets away. It's down the line. That's going to score a run. At least one run. Here comes a second run. Birmingham's going to be safe. And the ball thrown away again. And ending up at third base is Nia Hulbert on the little chopper out in front of the plate. We're three bases and two runs. And the Warriors have a 3-1 lead. And that'll be another Wolf Roofing raise the roof moment. Doherty looks in. 1-0 pitch coming. Now squaring to bunt. And another runner in motion. The bunt was missed. And another tag out. Lauren Black to Bailey Birmingham. That's three times now Black has thrown out a base stealer. Brewer goes to the rosin bag here. Big pitch on the way. Doesn't want to go full with the bags full. Break even pitch. Brewer to Campbell. Swing! And a ground ball to shortstop. Birmingham's got it. Fires across for the third out of the inning. So Brewer does escape the bases loaded jam. It's still a 3-1 lead for Norwalk after six innings.
Final score, Norwalk 3, Dallas Center Grimes 1. PCM made its first ever appearance at the state softball tournament and a first-round game against Williamsburg. It was on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 3 with Tyler Crabb.
And Kooning with a fly ball. That one's going to find the gap in right field. And Isla Kooning scores Hadley Mullane, and PCM has tied it up as the pinch hit freshman comes through in a huge spot. And Addie Steenhug, liner over to second base. That one goes off the glove. It rolls into right field. Throw is coming home. Not going to be in time as Carly Wilkerson scores. Lark Drake to second. Addie Steenhug to second. Lark Drake to third. PCM up 2-1.
So Lark Drake at third base. And Ryan DeVore at second. Torrey Lindsay, ground ball over to third. That one's booted by the third baseman. Torrey Lindsay, save it first. Lark Drake scores. PCM 3, Williamsburg 1. Raiders rattle here in the top of the second.
Final score, Williamsburg 8, PCM 3. The Mustangs were back at it against Sumner Fredericksburg in the consolation game. Live on 92.1 KRLS with Tyler Crabb.
Lark Drake, high fly ball to start off the game, going back on it, and Lark Drake with a leadoff homer. The senior playing her final game for the Mustangs gets things started with a boom. And now Torrey Lindsay, deep drive to left field. That one's carrying and off the base of the fence. That's going to bring Ryan DeVore to third, and it's a one-out double for Torrey Lindsay, and PCM's offense back in motion. And Winters will slap this one into the gap in left center field. That's going to play at least one run. Torrey Lindsay's around, and it's a two-run double for Libby Winters. Libby Winters breaks the scoreless scoreless drought here that had lasted since the first inning. PCM with a 3-1 lead in the top of the sixth inning.
Final score, PCM 3, Sumner Fredericksburg 1. Those are highlights from some of the state tournament games on KNIA and KRLS.